Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
It's 25 past four, and at that time of the day, we chat to Professor Barry Shube, the former executive director of the NICD and Professor Emeritus of Virology at Wits University. Professor Shube, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Simon.
Prof, I don't know what's wrong with the sound. I'm hoping that you're going to be a little louder next time I hear you.
Okay,
but we're
going to
chat
today.
Yeah, that is definitely better, Prof. We're going to talk today about the very important issue of celebrating Purim. That's a Jewish festival, which just if you're not Jewish, you probably wouldn't know. It's very festive. People gather, people get together, and people swap gifts and dress up, and it's a lot of fun. And occasionally one drinks a little bit more than one should. Clearly something that maybe one needs to think about in pandemic circumstances.
Yeah, Simon, we are 2 days away, one night away, one sleep away from Purim.
Sure.
As you say, it's a happy chag. It's costumes, festivities, jollity, a bit of schnapps and so on. But you know, unfortunately, our Purim of 5781 or the year 2021 is going to be a different Purim. It's going to be not the same Purim that we had last year and the previous years. Unfortunately, this is the COVID Purim. Oh. And if you look back since last Purim, you know, close on 50,000 people have died since last Purim, probably more, 50,000 we know of, close on 50,000. And I think everybody in the community is aware of quite a number of acquaintances, friends, maybe relatives, you've either passed away or have had serious COVID. So this is a serious thing. Unfortunately, this year, and hopefully it'll only be this year, hopefully next year we won't be having this more somber kind of Purim. But, you know, the problem is that Purim and COVID are not friends. And the reason I'm saying that is that the outbreaks which occurred last year in March following Purim in the United States, in the United Kingdom, in France, started with Purim parties. That was a super spreading event which launched the outbreaks in those countries. And I think in South Africa as well, it was really launched people coming back from Purim festivities overseas. So I think this year, unfortunately, we really have to be careful. I know many of the organizations have issued directives, guidelines, how to have a safe, enjoyable, but responsible Purim. So I don't think it's going to be much value me just repeating it. But just one or two things I do want to emphasize, if I may, Simon.
Please.
I think the one thing which really is important, the major way in which this virus has spread is people coming into close physical contact with each other and not wearing masks and socializing. Socializing is a problem because people come close together. Sometimes the masks aren't worn correctly, either below the nose or even below the mouth, maybe just covering the Adam's apple, and that's not going to do any good at all. And people talking and laughing and talking loudly and maybe singing, maybe shouting. And that's really how the virus has spread, and we really have to guard against that. If you're going to have a Purim Suda, a meal, then keep it, please, to your own family, to your own bubble. Because when you're socializing, when you're having the same kind of parties, this is really what happened last year, and we really want to avoid that. And the masks are so important. The masks, not the Purim masks, I'm talking about the masks to prevent COVID. Those are absolutely essential, worn correctly and proper masks. And then washing hands when you come to a public place, and washing hands when you leave wash if you can, otherwise sanitizing hands, wash when you get back home again. Because your hands are also the vehicles which can convey the infection if you do touch your mouth, your nose, and your eyes. So please consult the other guidelines. Please be careful. Enjoy Purim. But please remember, we are still in the midst of a COVID epidemic. It hasn't gone away. We're still getting approximately 1,000 new cases per day, maybe slightly less, but close on 1,000 per day. We don't want to launch a third wave with a Purim party like the Purim party launched the first waves in the country. So please take care, stay safe.
Professor Shub, thank you for that really important warning. Yeah, I hope we all internalize what you said and celebrate very, very responsibly. We're going to leave it there this afternoon, and thank you for that input this afternoon, Prof.
Thanks, Simon. Have a chag sameach. Have a nice Purim and a safe one.
And the same to you, Prof.
Chai FM, your station of choice since 2008.